It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, hearing from Bethany Johnston why we test our forages prior to calving season.
It's a good idea to check your forages before calving. We don't want to assume the average when we take these samples because forage quality is going to vary quite a bit from year to year. And you might buy hay that's really good quality and you might buy hay that's poor quality, but we don't want to take the average of those if we're going to actually be feeding them separate to that animal. So it's really important that we get that feed value to balance the rations, and it could also potentially save some money if we've bought a higher quality feed than the average that's actually in the ration balancing programs. Another reason to check is for nitrates. So if we have annual forages and they've been in a drought situation, maybe they're in the corner of the pivot and the pivot just isn't reaching them, we want to make sure that we test for nitrates because they can actually be poisonous to that animal. Those nitrates will attach to their blood. The other thing when we think about feed value is when we send that to the lab, what are we hoping to get back? So for cow-calf producers, if you do your NIR sampling and run that test with the feed lab, it will give you moisture, protein, and energy in the form of TDN. You can use that then to balance your rations.
That's been this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.